Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Now off my soapbox, off my rant, and Eva, wrap up the segment by telling us what we need to know about what's to be done by the end of the year to save us taxes.
Okay. This is the time, now that we have the information, to buy all the new equipment that you want. Beware, you're buying computers and so forth, that if there are any missing components and you're having something built, you still need to get it in-house, in your hands, before the end of the year. Set it up and start using it before the end of the year to get the deduction. So same thing with all of that other stuff. On a not tax note, this is one of the things I did this last week. I looked at all of my credit cards and replaced all of them with zero credit card balance. I did balance transfers on everything, so I have a zero balance, zero interest rate for next year. It can cost you about 2 to 4% for the transfer, but right now, if you do this now, you can get 12 to 18 months at 0% interest. It can make a huge difference in your operating expenses, and especially if you're, and I learned this from my sister-in-law, if you have a business where you spend a lot of money, put everything on credit card, pay it off each month, but put everything on credit card and get the bonus points.
Oh, we've been doing that for years.
You can travel free.
We've been doing that for years.
Yeah, if you've got my sister-in-law.
Anybody will let us pay by American Express or otherwise, we do it.
Yeah, and that's good information, guys. I mean, my sister-in-law had a business where they had a retirement hotel with a couple of hundred people, so they put millions on their card every year.
Yep.
They've been traveling all over the world for nothing.
Yeah. My wife is, I call her the queen of points.
Yes, and there's no taxable income from those, points.
That's right.
The only taxable income comes if you get one of those promotional things where they give you 20,000 points for opening the account. Those are taxable, but the regular usage and build-up.
And if you buy a plane ticket with your points, you get to use your miles too. Mile points too.
So you buy the plane ticket with the points, then you upgrade.
That's exactly right.
So so that's something else that you can be doing
or vice
these
versa.
Days.
Yeah. All right. What else?
So what else? We still have a couple of things in the extender bill we haven't talked about, and that's one of the energy things. They reinstated that wussy $500 lifetime credit for installing non-business energy property, you know, the insulation and stuff.
Wow.
They didn't reinstate the solar energy, which I was expecting, the solar, thermal, and geothermal.
That made Mr. Obama unhappy, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was his pet thing. That was
huge. Yeah.
They reinstated the $4,000 deduction for tuition and fees. We've got that back. Oh, and did I mention the sales tax? Taxes are back. So those people who live in states that don't have income tax can get the sales tax deduction. And those people who live in states where there is income tax, do a computation to see which one is higher, or if your sales taxes are close to your income taxes, use those instead, because if you do use the state income tax deduction and get a refund from the state, it's taxable. If you use the sales tax deduction and get a refund from the state, your refund isn't taxable. So we have, you know, we have a couple of little things. Oh, yeah, and the other biggie is for people, you know, those of us who are starting to get older, age 70 and a half, they reinstated the tax-free distributions from IRAs to charitable organizations up to $100,000. So these people who have the required minimum distribution rule where they have to pull a certain amount of money out, this will count as their required minimum distribution. They won't have to pay tax on any of these withdrawals up to $100,000. They won't get a charitable contribution deduction, but this can save them a lot of money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very well worth doing. They also reinstated the contribution of property for conservation purposes. So if you have qualified real property interest and you want to turn it over to a conservation organization, you can get a deduction of up to 50% of your income for the contribution, even if it's an easement.
And of course, by the time you file your taxes, surely somebody who could help you with your taxes will be able to help you figure out which was extended, which wasn't. But it's still a heck of a way to run a railroad, to wait till the last minute to do these things.
Eva, very bad.
Yeah. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, have a less taxing year.
TaxMama.com is her website. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Lysingame. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.